Hello and welcome to the Elegant Podcast. So today is episode 4. We are going to be I'm going to talk about myself. So a little bit of an introduction today because I haven't really done that yet, and I mean better late than never. So without further ado, let's roll the intro. That beat was actually done by myself. That's one thing about myself, I guess. I make music. I make a lot of music, and it may be music that you like, it may be music that you don't like. So if you want to, you guys can check out my music channel. I have one on YouTube, and then I also have one on SoundCloud. I'm looking at Spotify to maybe see if I want to put things elsewhere, iTunes, Spotify. And then I have, produced for around 2 years, and I just try to make things that I personally like. So maybe things that I don't like, you definitely won't hear. I like to make sort of content and sort of music that I feel like everyone likes. Everyone likes a certain type of music at a certain time. So that's what I try to do, really. I try to just make some music that everyone can really enjoy. And then on top of that, maybe get some artists and maybe make something that is special and can become great. I also do taekwondo. I actually teach taekwondo. I've been doing taekwondo for around 15 years, and I teach taekwondo, and it's really kind of fun. Combat sports are kind of interesting because they are much different than baseball or hockey. Well, hockey in a different way, and basketball and football is because it's really like one against one, mano a mano, and that's what I really like because you put yourself in a situation where you can either win or you can be totally, destroyed by another person. And that is kind of special. And you can sort of better yourself and become more active. It's a very one-sided sport, or it's a very single person oriented rather than a team oriented. And that's what's really kind of cool about Taekwondo. And on top of that, we also have different, teams that you can do. We have like a demo team where we, make demos and we break boards, and it's all fun and dandy. And that's really kind of cool because instead of relying on yourself, just like how sparring would be, it is sort of like everyone working together trying to, do the best possible thing that we can do. And it's really exciting to see, a really cool demo. I'm sure you guys have seen some stuff on maybe Instagram or Facebook about it, or even if you look at it at YouTube. I like to do sparring in Taekwondo. I love sparring. I love the everything about it. I just love it because you're sort of trying to outwit your opponent, and it's really kind of cool because it's again, it's like one on one. It's your brain versus their brain, your body versus their body. And if you are losing, you definitely know you're losing because you've got hit more times. And if you're winning, you know you're winning because you've scored more points than them. And that's really kind of cool about that instead of like maybe UFC, because UFC you go for like knockouts and submissions, and there's rounds for it. Same thing like Taekwondo, there's rounds, but everything has like sort of a point system. So a body shot could be 2 points, spinning body shot 3 points, headshot 3 points, and then spinning headshot 4 points. And it's kind of really cool because everything sort of relies on you, and you have to do everything, and you have to, you know, put, you know, yourself on your own back and sort of ride out and really try to succeed at that, which is really cool. We also have board breaking. Board breaking is also fun. It's fun to, sorry, I bumped something. It's fun to like go and do different types of board breaking. Board breaking could be, you know, breaking concrete, or when I was little, I competed and I did breaking ice, which was kind of cool. You know, like a thin sheet of ice, so it was like maybe about an inch thick, and you know, you stomp on it or you do whatever to it, and it's really kind of fun, and I really enjoy that. You can also set boards on fire, but the thing about that, if you've ever seen those videos, is that the wood is actually easier to break. I mean, any single person that has like a brain can really like understand that it's going to be easier because it's, again, on fire. So what happens if a house catches on fire? The house may fall down. And that's the same idea if you're burning wood. You just break the wood as fast as you can, and then bam, it's done. So that's kind of cool about board breaking. There's also pumse. So pumse is probably my least favorite thing to do, because it's, you know, I've done Taekwondo for around 15 years, and I teach pumse, and everyone needs to know pumse for testing. And it's really kind of hard to, you know, you do it every day, and it's, you know, it's probably, if we think of Taekwondo, and the type of Taekwondo I do is WTF Taekwondo, or WT, if you're, you know, doing that. And, you know, teaching those forms over and over and over and over and over again is really kind of, you know, it gets a little bit repetitive. Unlike sparring or breaking, where, you know, there's a certain obstacle that you're facing, pumse is basically you remembering it and being able to execute it. And a lot of people really like doing pumse for tournaments, but, you know, to each his own. You know, I like to do sparring or breaking at tournaments, and other people may like doing pumse, and that's totally fine. It's all up to whatever you guys want to do. So that's really about it for Taekwondo, for the most part, I think. Let me think. So Taekwondo, yeah, I think that's about it for Taekwondo. So when I was little, I used to do baseball too, and baseball is a team sport, but it's also, you know, oriented to one person. If you ever played baseball, you know, you have to help out the team, but you're hitting affects the team, and your fielding affects the team, and, you know, it's teamwork in a sense, and it's also so like a single person. You know, if you look at Major League Baseball, you have like Aaron Judge or like all these different people, Bryce Harper, that are like known for being, you know, these sluggers and being able to hit the ball really hard. And, you know, you also know like some fast guys, like D. Gordon and, you know, Billy Hamilton, that hit the ball and they, you know, they run fast. So that's like really good. If they, you know, can get on base, then they can go and score maybe, or steal a base and be able to get to scoring. And those stats are kind of cool too. I played a little league until I was probably around 9, 10, 11, 12, I think. So I started when I was like, maybe like 7, and I played, and oh man, I was bad. I was just bad. It was, you know, you're a little kid and you think you're really good, but then, you know, you look at stuff and you're just like, oh man, because you have like comparisons. You can like compare yourself to, you know, anyone that's out there, and it's kind of just like, wow, you're terrible. So I don't know if you guys have ever done that, or like, you know, seen videos of yourself when you were younger doing like a sport or, you know, something like that, and you look back and you're like, ooh, man, that's terrible, if you're like still doing it, or if you have a better idea of what it is. So, you know, I'm sure I'm not the only one thinking of that, or like look at pictures and I'm like, ooh, I can't believe I did that. And it's kind of cringeworthy. Same thing if like you look at younger pictures of yourself, it's kind of cringeworthy, but it's basically the same idea. And then, I wanted to play basketball, but I never actually played basketball. I wanted to do football, but I never actually did football. So myself, I'm actually it's interesting. I weigh 125 pounds, 125 pounds, and I'm about 5'7", 5'8"-ish, and that's me. Every day, I'm extremely thin, and I'm extremely fast, and that's what I've always used in sports was my speed. So if I could, get on base in baseball or be able to kick fast in taekwondo, it would you'd help myself. It would help myself grow as a individual, which is kind of cool. I don't know if you guys are like that, or if you're like that, then that's cool too. Or if you rely on different things, maybe you're a bigger person, but you have more power. See, I don't have a lot of power, so I have to like sort of make power. So in taekwondo, I have to make power from like hip rotation and stuff. And then in baseball, like the same idea, I had to use hip rotation. Sparring and or taekwondo and baseball, sort of are like the same thing, or because the like physics behind how a person swings is almost like how a person kicks, which is kind of cool. So that's why I really enjoyed those two things, because they were like almost the same. So that's kind of cool. Yeah, and so my high school experience, this can start all the way back till 6th grade. So the way that where I live works is that it doesn't go elementary school, middle school, high school. It goes elementary school, then intermediate school, then high school. So you sort of like switch schools like a bunch. So, I went to elementary school, and then I, moved up to 5th and 6th grade in intermediate school. And then I moved up to middle school for 7th and 8th, and then high school for the rest of the, years. And I always sort of have always done school badly. I was never really good at school. I wasn't an A plus student. It felt good to get good grades, but I didn't really care about school too much. But that's not saying that you guys shouldn't care about school. I think you should always try to become, better and learn as much as you can. But for me, high school and all school wasn't fun. I am, currently almost 20 years old, and I still don't, haven't gone to college yet, because it's more of the fact that I'm afraid that, I'm going to pay all this money to go to college, right? And then after I go to college, I realize school isn't for me. And I've always known that. I've always known that school wasn't for me. I didn't really like school. I wasn't a fan of school. I didn't really want to do school. And, it's just, it wasn't for me. So in high school, I did always, sort of hang out with bad people. And that's not saying that I was bad, as more as just saying that, that's the, the crowd that I hung out with. I've been 2 years-ish out of high school. And, being out of high school is great. Not going to school is amazing. I have a job, I work at Taekwondo, and then I make podcasts and I make music. So it kind of fills up my day for the most part. I can sit here and write scripts for the podcast, or I sit here and think about ideas for the podcast, and then I can make some music, and then, I go teach Taekwondo. And that's really my day in the basis. On Saturdays, like today, I had Taekwondo in the morning, and then, we had a birthday party for around 50 kids-ish came, and, ended up leaving at 5:30, came home, took a nap, and then, making this podcast now. So it's just kind of like that. My day is sort of like whatever I want to do, I'm going to do it. If I'm going to eat here, I'm going to eat here. I'm not going to eat breakfast, or I'm just going to wait till 12. And that's kind of great about it. I don't have like a set schedule. I sort of, can do whatever, whenever I really want to. And that's kind of, really good for myself, and maybe for other people that, work for the most part independently, or, you own your own business. You sort of can, you have those luxuries. You can go to work when you need to go to work, and you can do this when you need to. So, but back to high school, it is what it is. I've always looked at it like that. It is what it is. I was never good at it. I was never, I liked history. I was a big history guy. I was good at algebra. I hated science. I hated all the science classes. I thought that it's ridiculous. Why do I need to know, gravity, the formula for gravity or finding formulas for this and that? I don't need that. Or biology. When am I really going to use this in real life? I'm not going, I wasn't going to go for a bio major. I wasn't about that either. And then, the only thing that really stuck with me was history. History and literature and poetry was really where I really thrived. I could really, sink my teeth into, because history is basically is how we got here in this moment in time. You listening to this podcast, wherever you're listening to it, and it's really kind of cool because you realize that our history isn't too long. 1776 wasn't that long ago. If you look at timelines in history, it really isn't. It's like almost yesterday. That's how crazy it is and how much technology is changing in 20, 30 years. So imagine in 20, 30 years where we're going to be. We're going to have holograms and we're all going to get jetpacks and we're all going to fly. And that's like kind of cool about history is because it gives us better ideas on situations today that can, help ourselves in the future, or situations that happened yesterday that can help us in the future. So that's where I really thrived in history. That's where I thrived was in history classes, and it was really exciting. I was really excited about, going to that class. I was really good at gym class, and I was really good at lunch. Really, really good. When I was in high school, I used to skip a lot of classes. I've skipped so many classes. It was just unbelievable. I used to skip so many classes, and then I went into something called a 20-credit program, and I finished high school really early. I finished high school, so I graduated in 2016. I finished high school that January, so I only had one semester of school, and then the rest of the time I, was making music, and I was at home and I was chilling. So basically what I was doing then, I'm still doing, and it's really kind of cool. Have Taekwondo in the afternoon and then, do whatever I want in the morning, which is really kind of cool. It's a really cool program if you guys can get in. I don't know if you guys, I'm sure your school offers something like that. So I finished school early and I was really happy about that. And now let's go on to the news. So, I want to kind of change up, how I do the news. So I'm just going to read some news and you guys are just going to, take whatever you want. So firstly, The Weeknd, everyone knows The Weeknd. He dropped a new album yesterday called My Dear Melancholy. Apparently it's supposed to be darker. He's sort of revisiting his dark side, which is kind of cool. Personally, I haven't heard the album, but I'm a really big fan of The Weeknd. I think he has a great voice, and I think he has a great sound, and I think that he makes really catchy music, and it's really kind of popular, and that's kind of cool. So I'm definitely going to take a listen soon, and maybe I can do a review about it. I thought it was I think he's a great artist. Also, speaking of artists, Fabulous. So Fabulous is a rapper, and he was kind of big in the 2000s. So he's not, as relevant nowadays, as like Migos are. But apparently he like knocked out his girlfriend's front teeth and he got arrested for that. I believe it's an assault charge. So, don't, I'm not about that life, don't hit your girlfriends, don't hit your wives, it isn't good. Yeah, and so the next thing, Donald Trump or President Trump tore into Amazon again. He called the company a post office scam. Trump claimed it's reported that the U.S. Postal Service loses $1.50 for each package it delivers for Amazon. So here's the thing. I am not in the government. I am not, too. I did sort of. I like things that are beneficial for, working people. So just like you and me, I like to make things sort of, you know, easier for us. And if I don't have to go out and shop, I will do that. I have no problem. I can be at work and I can just go on my phone and be like, oh, shoot, I'm out of deodorant. Boop, boop, boop. Go into Amazon and get it literally 2 days. You know, that's how great it is. Or even like 1 day shipping. So I don't see a problem with it. I hope it doesn't change personally, because I don't like that. I want to be able to get my mail every single day of the week. And that's what's kind of cool about Amazon, is because they deliver on Sundays, unlike the normal postal service. So hopefully, you know, nothing gets done about Amazon's, you know, whatever President Trump says, postal service scam. You know, hopefully nothing changes. And that's basically it for the news, except, you know, I think baseball this year is going to be kind of cool with the huge Bronx Bombers. You know, I think the New York Yankees are going to win the World Series this year. I want someone to quote me on that, because if they do win, I predicted it now. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that the New York Yankees do good. And that is it. So that was a little bit about myself. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. I can go on forever talking about, you know, myself, just like anybody else can. I've had 2 dogs. I've had a goldfish that literally only lasted a month, sadly. And then we have a couple birds. I'm sure you probably can hear one of the birds in the background. Super loud. Don't know what kind of bird it is, but it's just a loud bird. It has a big beak, kind of afraid to touch it. Had a few dogs, and that's basically it for my pets. And, you know, I live in New Hampshire, for anyone that is, you know, wondering. So everything's kind of different, maybe for other people. I live, you know, maybe an hour outside of Boston. So hopefully you guys enjoyed the podcast, and thank you for listening. Please like and comment. Also subscribe if you can. That will help the podcast grow. You guys can also check out my Twitter and my Facebook at Alec M Podcast. Also my website at alecmpodcast.com. From Alec to you, go and win this week.